I'm happy now to welcome Jan Willem Janssens. He's the executive director of Earthworks Institute. And we are also joined by three others from Earthworks. Sig Silber is a board member. Dana Richards is the director of the 4C program, which we're about to talk about. Tyler Perrone is a 4C crew member. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
So, Jan Willem, this is an important program for the community to know about, which is why we're giving you a little time today. Tell us about this 4C Climate Change Conservation Corps. Those are what the 4Cs stand for.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary Charlotte. 4C, the Climate Change Conservation Corps, was established actually by Dana a year and a half ago in our organization as a brand new program to provide workforce development in green collar pathways to people here in northern New Mexico, and to weave that program basically into all our work of community stewardship and attention to issues of mitigation of climate change impacts.
So what do you actually, Dana, do in the program? How did you conceive of it?
Well, actually, about 10 years ago, I was a supervising teacher for a master teacher, for a student teacher in Sacramento in California. And I was observing her teaching science at Sacramento High. And it happened to be a day when there was a whole bunch of junior ROTC activity at the school. And I noticed the uniforms and the sense of pride and community and connectedness around the ROTC program there. And I realized then that there wasn't a moral equivalent of war, so to speak, another option for young people to raise their hand and say, hey, I want to be heroic. I want to be self-sacrificing. I want to do something that helps the earth, helps address equity issues. And so that was the moment when I said, that's the next chapter in my life, to devote myself to developing a moral equivalent of war, an alternative for young people to engage in solutions, to connect with their own inner sense of hope and possibility, and specifically to address issues of climate change and all the surrounding issues. So
it sounds a little like the Peace Corps, only for climate.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, Peace Corps, VISTA, the old Civilian Conservation Corps, AmeriCorps, they all have aspects of that same intention. Even Habitat for Humanity in some ways carries that same spirit.
So what actual activities are you doing on the ground?
We have five career pathways: energy efficiency and renewable energy, green architecture planning and building. We have a local food piece. We have a land and water health, like restoration projects. And then we have education and community mobilization. So all of our work fits into those five pathways. We do things like create edible schoolyards and outdoor learning spaces and community
gardens.
Edible
schoolyards. So you eat the jungle gym?
That sounds pretty good. Yeah, we make gingerbread jungle gyms. No, you may know that this generation of young people spends more time indoors, more time in front of screens than any other generation in history, with some serious health consequences and serious deficiencies. In fact, you may have heard the term nature deficit disorder,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed. So
we're trying to address that by creating outdoor learning spaces and at the same time create places at schools and in communities to grow food to increase local food security.
So, Tyler, you are a member of the crew. How long have you been doing it, and what are you actually doing? What are some of your activities?
Well, I can't remember the exact day. It's been probably about a year and a half since Dana came to the Institute of American Indian Arts, came into it, my English Comp 2 class, and handed out some, applications. And I looked into it. Myself and about two other classmates applied and got in. It was for, we were taking about maybe a weekend every month for about, about 6 months.
Yeah, 8 months.
8 months. Mm-hmm. And we're going off and spending like the weekend with each other and going over like green curriculum and just talking about different ideas and, you know, coming together and just spending time out there, like outdoors and in these places, just talking about these kind of things. And that's where it started. And then I eventually got on with the crew during last summer, and we got to do a lot of outdoor classrooms and community gardens and restoration work in the Cerritos Hills and in El Dorado and Turquoise Trail Elementary. And actually, we just had a lot of fun. I learned a lot of stuff about carpentry, and construction, laying drip line irrigation. And also, I wanted to have something backing that with that. And I was learning a lot of, more of the details, the nitty gritty of, going green, that kind of thing.
Now, are you engaging with for example, when you go to an elementary school with the kids also?
Yeah, actually, we did at the high school, Monte del Sol. We worked with some of the students there.
You're teaching them also what you're learning about?
Yeah. It's all kind of a group project. And we also worked on a lot of murals. And the mural over there at Monte del Sol actually came from the students' ideas. They laid it out, and we pretty much put it on the panels for them. So it was their idea, and that was like kind of a good cooperative work.
Tyler also participated. We have a weatherization program that targets low and moderate income residences in Santa Fe County, and Tyler was one of our weatherization crew members as well. So
this, the weatherization, there's a number of groups that are doing that. We talked about YouthWorks, EnergyWorks program. You're doing really a similar thing.
That's correct. Actually, we are part of the EnergyWorks program. That was a collaboration with the Sierra Club. And it is still ongoing, basically. So we've worked with the Sierra Club to partner in identifying low-income homes in Santa Fe where weatherization is what was necessary, and also in coordination with Los Amigos here in town. And so then our crew went to the homes that were canvassed for this kind of work to implement the weatherization techniques.
If somebody, for example, is from a middle-income or higher-income home but still lives in a drafty old adobe that's leaking heat out all over the place, can they still get the services or pay for the services?
Yeah, we actually have another arm of our weatherization work. It's called the Carbon Busters, and we've been working a lot in El Dorado because on the one hand, there are serious equity issues, and if you're familiar with the work of, say, Van Jones, that's something that, we're really aligned with. There's also a pure carbon footprint issue, and so suburban and more affluent residences have big carbon footprints, and so that's something we want to address too. So we helped develop something called Carbon Busters, and our 4C
crew... It sounds like you've got huge lumps of coal and you're smashing them.
Yeah, that would be great. In the long run, we absolutely hope to be pulling coal out of the energy stream through some of this efficiency work and renewable work. So absolutely. Carbon Busters uses the crew and uses volunteers to do audits and assessments. And we can, on a fee-for-service basis, do weatherization for families that don't qualify for the low-income requirements for subsidized weatherization.
Sig Silber, what's your role?
Well, I'm a member of the board, and I'm also the treasurer, so my role is to try to have this program be as sustainable as possible, to be able to continue as long as possible, and possibly to broaden to include more communities and more crew members. Part of that is getting funding from organizations. We have about 12 organizations now that are providing funding. A third of them are government agencies, a third charitable foundations, and a third other partners. And so one request I would have would be, if there are people who feel that they may be able to introduce us to an organization where they're a member that might be interested in being a contributor, we'd be interested in that. Also, there's the challenge of funding the education of the crew members at the Santa Fe Community College. And so we're looking for people that want to adopt a crew member. $250 covers the additional cost of each additional crew member at the Santa Fe Community College. So anyone who's interested in adopting a crew member can call Dana at 690-5500.
And you can also go to earthworksinstitute.org. So, Tyler, you're a student at the Institute of American Indian Arts.
Yes.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from the Tule River Reservation in Central Valley, California.
So among Indian people, for example, at the Institute of American Indian Arts and where you come from, how are people thinking about basically conservation and green education and things like that?
Well, I think in a traditional standpoint that, you know, it comes naturally from, it's taught to us from our grandparents on and forth, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, indigenous people at the school that aren't raised in that manner. And I think it's important that it gets brought back. And there's a sustainability committee at the school right now. And it's just barely getting started and rolling. But there's some different things going on with, like, gardens and stuff. And just trying to, you know, create awareness. And I notice a lot of the different English classes are tackling some of these subjects and talking about it. And I think that, you know, the awareness is really needed for, you know, these students, especially some that don't come from a, you know, tribal community. You know, that are indigenous, but, you know, say urban indigenous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're actually really excited. IAIA is one of our project sites this year for 4C. And IAIA has bold plans to meet climate change challenges and to really beef up the sustainability and green education, including building a green facility and having that be a class that students can take. And so we're real excited about our partnership with IAIA and that it's one of our sites this year for the crew to work at.
Now, Dana, you were talking about wanting this to be something that instead of going to a war-like path as a student, you could go to a peaceful and conservation path. Is this something that is happening on a national level?
Yeah, actually it is. And for 30 years now, there have been little pieces of the puzzle. But in the last 5 or 10 years, there's been a big renaissance and a lot more publicity. And I think we have, I say Van Jones, but Van Jones is a symbol for a lot of other folks articulating a new vision of energy security and energy independence and bold action in the face of the threats that climate change poses and linking environmental restoration with social and community restoration, with equity issues. So the people that and the land that's been left out of the fossil fuel era are number one priorities for what we hope is a new era of ecology.
What do you mean land that's been left out?
Well, nature has suffered in the fossil fuel era, so as have communities of color and economically disadvantaged communities. So we're trying to heal both the land and the social fabric of our country and our planet. And climate change is both a serious threat, but it's also the opportunity and the occasion and the catalyst to re-engage our values around those things.
For more information, people can go to earthworksinstitute.org, call 505-982-9806. Jan Willem Janssens, Executive Director of Earthworks. Anything that you want to let people know before we go?
Well, we are just very thankful for all the broad community support we've had in the last year. And we're still looking out ongoingly for people who want to contract with us to do this work on a fee-for-service basis, people who want to actually join the crew in the future or support us in any way we can. And we also would really like to underscore that this is a partnership project, as Sig suggested. We're working at least with a dozen partners, and that doesn't even include all the schools yet that we're involved with.
And you're so good at that. Whenever we've had you on the air in the past, you have a way of bringing together so many different communities with different interests.
Yes, and actually this program took off so quickly because we grafted it totally on all the other partnerships. So it's included now in our Earth Action Education program with schools, in our Water and Land Health program, and even in our policy program, because like last year, we partnered with Vision Shift, a collaborative of groups led by the New Energy Economy. We're also part of the National Core Network, and we're hoping to get a grant with them pretty soon to do case management for all our crew members so that we actually put them on a career and educational pathway so that we have, you could say, a follow-up strategy for them after that they have graduated from our crew for 1 or 2 years of, you could say, participation with us.
Jan Willem Janssens, Sig Silber, Dana Richards, and Tyler Perrone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.